USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence mongers struck an anti-abortion group office where a fire broke out and a Molotov cocktail was found on Sunday. Police say the fire broke out shortly after 6 a.m. at the Wisconsin Family Action House in Madison and was suspicious in nature. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appears to be poised to be the next president of the Philippines as millions began voting on Monday. Political violence has claimed many lives over the weekend in the Philippines, as Philippine elections are frequently marred by violence. According to one of the latest opinion polls, the 64-year-old Marcos Jr. will win by more than half the votes. One supporter on Global News says the dictator's son is not a problem because of what his father did in the past.
We need a change in our country. Unification. That's a Filipino. I know, I heard, I read about all of this stuff, but there's no problem with all those things.
USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare.
Your neighbors will love it.
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Rich Strike, who entered the Kentucky Derby after a late scratch, ended up winning the run for the Roses over the weekend. As violence has been reported by people opposed to the right to life, the Mississippi governor wants the Supreme Court to let their true intentions be known and no more speculation.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later.
What makes the leak so wrong is that we don't have an opinion. We don't know what the court is actually going to say.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Mississippi Republican calling the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade a victory for the pro-life movement. Mississippi is among the states with a so-called trigger law that would ban all abortions except in very specific circumstances. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
On the night of May 15th and into the 16th, the moon will be completely immersed in the long shadow cast by our planet. If the weather is clear, sky watchers across most of the Americas, Europe, and Africa will have a view to one of nature's most beautiful spectacles, a total eclipse of the moon. It has the potential viewing audience of 2.7 billion people. May 9th is officially Billy Joel Day.
I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. It took place again on Monday. President Zelensky of Ukraine delivered his own Victory Day speech via a translator.
On the day of victory over Nazism, we are fighting for a new victory. The road to it is difficult, but we have no doubt that we will win. What is our advantage over the enemy? We are smarter by one book. This is a textbook on the history of Ukraine. We would not know grief if all of our enemies could read and draw the right conclusions. On February 24th, Russia launched an offensive, treading on the same rake. Every occupier who comes to our land treads on it. We have been through different wars, but they all had the same final.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.